Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's Gospel reminds us that when we cooperate with the grace of God, the will of God is fulfilled. It was the cooperation of Joseph and Mary that led to the birth of Christ, whom we are preparing for his coming. You know, we are so busy, the world is so chaotic, that at times we fail to sit back to listen to God. Because God speaks to us every day in various forms. But the question is, do we hear him? Are we ready to listen to him? When he speaks to us, are we ready to cooperate with him in order to achieve God's intention for us? As we are preparing for this time, this special time and season, we have to make our time to sit back, to listen to Jesus, because he speaks to us. He whispers to us. And if we do not make our time, there's no way we can hear what he says. Joseph was able to heed to God's intention. And we know that Joseph was a quiet man. He was a quiet type. He's not in the category of making noise. He lived a quiet life. And it was in that quietness of life that he was able to listened to God. When God appeared to him through the angels in a dream and spoke to him, hey, this is what is going to happen. Quietly, he cooperated. So, my dear friends in Christ, today we are being reminded the importance of cooperating with God's grace. When we cooperate with God's grace, good things will come out of it. Now, have you talked about this? When Joseph realized that Mary was pregnant, had it been he decided to divorce her, what could have happened? When the angel told Joseph that this child will be the savior of the world and his name will be called Jesus, had it been Joseph said, no, I would not. I want to do what I want. I will do what I want to do. Who are you to tell me what to do? But he was humble. He cooperated quietly. You see, when we humble ourselves and allow God to use us as his instruments, so many good things will come out of it. Humility is a virtue, very important. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us continue to pray and prepare for this special season, that through the grace of God and through our cooperation, God's intention will be actualized in our families, in the society, and in the places we walk. Amen. Amen. Please may we rise.